But we spent our time knowing what God has provided for us. And he says, use your faith. And we say, okay, faith, this is what we want. You see that blank card that y'all done got? Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, fold your cards in half, tear it in half. So we run around, believers, showing our faith. Faith, bring me this. There's nothing on here. We're going to change that today. So, we ain't going to go into the all of the long list of awesome promises. We got to take some, it'll take time to study that. You take time to study on that. But let's go into learning how to get it. Let's just do a little bit because, y'all, you got to understand, God has a gazillion ways to make you rich tomorrow. And like Kenneth Copeland says, you can't think of three. I tried one time. I was just like him. I was like, well, somebody can give it to me. And then somebody give it to me. And then somebody give it to me. Anyways, all right. Let's talk about how we get it. Let's do Luke 6:38. Yeah, I need to read that. I need to read that from the KJV. So come on, tablet. You do me right. I must really need to read that because it's stuck on that one right there, which I plan on reading. But all right, let's get it. Come on. If y'all can get it up for me, Luke 6:38, I'll see if I can get it up. We all know what it says, but we need to see this. How do we obtain money? How do we obtain provision? Well, where it says here, let's see. It says, give, and you shall chill out and be lazy and wait for it to fall out of the sky. Oh, wait a minute. I rose. Oh, this might be the one. It says, give, and ye shall receive an awesome chance at this great loan to borrow money out of this evil system to pay for what you want. Ooh. I'm trying to find. I'm going to get there. Okay, it says, Luke 6:38. Is it 38 we read? 38. I'm going to give it another shot here. It's 38. This must be Juke 6:38. Give, and you will be blessed with the strength and opportunity and desire and the time and the long hours and the hard work to pay for stuff yourself. Work, and get your own money. Oh, let's try this here. You got to leave me alone now. I'm trying to get there because some good stuff at the end here, y'all. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. You mean to tell me that if I give according to the word, somebody got to give to me? Is that what that just said? You know, that makes me, we got to go back to we got to go back to Philippians now. Go to Philippians. Let's go back to Philippians 4:17. Come on, tablet, do me right. I'm going, y'all. I got the throttle to the floor. Just spinning in the mud. The thick stuff, that's right. I drive a dually, I'm heavy, so it take a little while. All right, Philippians 4:17. Let's do 18. This is NIV. I have received full payment. I have more than enough. Didn't we just hear that a while ago? Now, go back to 17. Now, Paul was talking to the Ephesians. He said, I'm not trying to get nothing out of you. I want to get something to you. I want it to show up as your credit, to your credit. He said, because you have blessed me beyond measure. I have more than enough. And I'm not at you about giving and taking care of me because I just want stuff. I want you to receive credit. So you mean to tell me I give and there's credit to be given back to me? Heavenly credit? That makes me, we gotta go back to 2 Corinthians. Come on, let's do that. We gotta get back to 2 Corinthians. Go to chapter 9. Go to verse 10. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go to, hang on. All right. Well, come on, help me, Lord. I don't get. Yeah, this is where I stayed up all night. This is where I quit writing. I said, I'm going to wing it from this part. All right, so. Verse 11. That's what I want to go to. Verse 11. So we don't gave, right? We're talking about giving. We're talking about attaining. We just found out that Paul wants you to receive credit from the Father. Yes, you will be enriched in every way. We still getting verse after verse about we will receive his blessings. Every way so that you can always be generous. And then when you take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Amen. Come on, give me the next verse. You mean to tell me, and I know I'm trying to speed up here. I know we've heard, praise God, and the blessings come down. So all the time I'm praising. I've heard of a testimony where a lady was deathly ill. She was overseas and so on and so forth. And the word came to her to praise. And she praised her way off that deathbed. So that means you can praise. Praise credit goes up. God's goodness comes here. So you mean to tell me I can sit here and praise God and build myself some credit. But if I go give to my brother, it causes him to thank God along with me. Is that not multiplying my credit?